Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What up?
What's up, you guys? We are back to talk about last week's episode.
Yeah, sorry we're late. As I told you guys in the Facebook group, I had my work trade show, and I was still trying to do it late at night after watching the show on my phone, which is not ideal. But then we had like a work dinner and it was like Tex-Mex and I got so sick afterwards that I was immobile.
What is Tex-Mex again?
It's like Texas version of Mexican food.
Like give me an example of a dish.
I mean, it's just Mexican food. I guess they just do it a little differently.
Oh.
I don't know what the differences are.
Oh. Like when you said that, I was like, I don't know that I've ever had that.
I realize I really can't go to Mexican restaurants outside of like Taco Bell or something because I get sick every time. My plate still looks like I didn't even touch it because there's just so much food.
Oh my God, I love Mexican food.
And maybe I'm just not used because it's like all carbs and maybe I'm not used to that anymore.
Maybe.
Because I had...
Like the beans and the...
Yeah, I did everything I shouldn't do. I did the beans. I didn't... It was like the combo plate. An enchilada, a chalupa, and a... taco or something. I was like,
yeah.
And then the beans, and then they got the guac and the queso, and then the chips with the queso. And I was just like,
no wonder you. Yeah, that just blows your stomach up when you haven't been eating that.
Yeah, I couldn't even drink. They're like, do you want it? I was like, no, I'm too full. I'm like,
yeah, I can't move.
So when I went back to the hotel room, I was brushing my teeth, and that triggered something.
Yeah,
bad. So I was like, oh.
And then the rest of the week was my fault, guys, because Ronnie turned 5 last week and her actual birthday was last week. So I had all kinds of stuff doing. And then I had her birthday party this weekend,
which was super fun.
And yeah, it was so fun. But now I am back and focused and ready to get it done.
Get her done. So it opens up last week with that pool scene, which did look very nice.
Well, first of all, I'm naming this episode Music and a Classic Dick Kills Kate. Sheena.
That's awesome.
Okay, I thought this rooftop scene was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, they honestly got like an amazing shot when they were on the in the infinity pool.
Oh, that was
like
so
the
good.
Shadow was gorgeous.
Yeah,
really, really pretty.
So they're just kind of rehashing the night before, and they're talking about Kristen and how like she's been so good this trip or so funny, but how drunk she was. And then they flash back to Kristen again. Why can't we have this as real footage and not flashback footage?
Right.
Like her drunk dancing, her spreading her legs for Carter in the shower with selfies, but
yes.
Like clothed selfies.
She's so flexible.
Yeah.
Very flexible.
I mean, like I would have liked to seen that. You have the footage. Stop effing with us, producers. Your time's up.
Okay? Time's up. Yeah.
The other thing that I was really, this is probably my second favorite scene, even though nothing really happened, I was really down for Sheena's white scrunchie.
Oh my God, I didn't notice. I feel horrible.
Okay, well, I've photographed it. I will post it. Thank you for supporting our cause. Holly and I have been on a mission for several years now of bringing scrunchies back. We've always been ahead of our time, and we see it's happening. It's all happening.
Yes.
Sheena gets it. Sheena's a trailblazer just like us.
Yes, stars. Definitely.
Stars are just like us. And then she asked Sheena, like, what, like, dude, what triggered me? And she's like, I don't know. Your need for airtime? I don't know.
Yeah.
So anything more that, or do we go into Bo looking off into space like a bachelor moment, like, you know, contemplating life over the balcony?
Yeah. Yeah. This whole scene, I had like a little bit of a problem with. What did you think about how they set it up? Like, so Bo's out on the balcony, like you said, like just contemplating like what's going
like,
on.
Like literally like the Bachelor finale.
Yes. Know,
when like, they're always like gazing off.
Yeah. Like kind of like running his fingers through his hair, like like shaking his head, like a little shrug. And then Stassi is in her bed with the laptop and is like gesturing to the air, like, should I go out there? Like, it was just so, like, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Acting 101. I don't know.
Yeah. So she comes out and apologizes, but like kind of turns it and just says she doesn't trust that he's not going to leave her. He said he was bawling his eyes out. He's like, I can't do this. And he's like exploding from stress and he's getting hives and eczema. And I mean, he was, you could see it. It's hard to tell with his eczema and his like faded cartoon. What's ink and what's eczema? Because of his tattoos. But I don't know. I like them together. I like Bo. I think he's a little dramatic. You know, when he's calling himself a battered man and he's exploding from stress, it's like, she was a bitch. She yelled at you. Like, you guys can either like work through this or you can leave or whatever. But like, I don't know. I just thought he was a little over the top. What do you think?
Yeah. And I also like had a very, like, I just remember like cocking my head, like, WTF, why did he use the term battered wife? Or yeah. That he was battered.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's almost like he studied the episodes and he remembers like that is like a key term.
Like, I mean, abuse, like you're abusive or you're verbally abusive.
What, battered?
Yeah. Battered. That doesn't. Yeah.
It's just such a VPR term.
Yeah. Like, beaten down would have been better.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not justifying her because, she needs to figure that shit out and just, like, let it go. But, again, you know, Jax made some valid points. And I was watching that after show with the clips. And he's like, you know, she just needs to stop controlling everything and let it go. He's not going to cheat on her. He was saying, when they were in Vegas, you know, a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
They're all in a house together or something. And all the guys, it was like 11 o'clock at night and the guys were watching TV and Bo wanted to be out there with Tom and Jax to watch TV. And she freaked out. He's like, he wasn't even going to a bar. He's like, he just was going to the living room to watch TV with two other guys that are your friends. And she had a full meltdown then too. And that was just a couple months ago.
Yeah. So weird.
So I can see, I don't know. They could break up over that, but I don't know. He seems to be hanging in there. So, it's about that. Sandoval and Tom are, like, what do you think about them? Or, no, can we get 3 half shots? Like, can we stop making that happen?
Yes.
Stop making fetch happen. Like, really, you're in Mexico. Do they really know, like, half shots are a thing, and like, are they charging them the same price? That's what I would like to know. Like, just get a shot and freaking split it, or don't do it all. Do it like, do the second half in an hour. Like,
it's just not even that funny of a joke. I think that's what it is. Like, if it was like, oh my god, that's so funny, or like, hey Sarah, let's go out and get half shots. Like, yeah. I just don't see
baby shots.
It doesn't make me like LOL at all.
No, and they're just pushing it. It's very forced.
Yeah, it just, like, it's not something I want to go do with my friends, you know? Like, I'm not like, let's go be like the Vanderpump kids and go order half shots.
And they just keep doing it every episode, and it's just yeah, not funny.
No.
And then he's talking about like, duh, like, did you see Lisa said there's a line past Motherlode? And that just makes me LOL, because Motherlode's literally like 3 feet away.
Yeah, it's next door. And you know what else I wrote in my notes? Not only is it next door, but like, they purposely do a line, and the line is half, like, the TomTom entrance is not big, but the where you actually enter is already split in half of the restaurant. Yeah. So it's not even like a full line of length of the restaurant. It's like, two people stand there and there's a line.
Yeah, because if you didn't stand there, you'd be standing next to people's tables waiting for the maitre d' stand.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a terrible
setup. So they
setup.
Line you up. They pretty much line you up at Motherlode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just,
yeah. It's always like a little crowd outside of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a dumb setup. I hate where that maitre d' stand is.
Me too.
And I'd be annoyed if I were the people sitting out front, because then you just constantly, like, there's just constant, like, people in and out, you know,
yeah,
rubbing past you, and you're just trying to relax, have conversations. But then you've got the host going in and out, and all the people, patrons going in and out. I don't know. Could it be a better setup? Did you see that they're doing a Vanderpump suite at Caesars now?
I saw that.
So, well, I'm going to go there soon and check out the cocktail lounge. I will report back. So, what, then Schwartz is talking about, oh, I hate when Katie belittles my penis. Like, oh, and then they do a flashback of that. And Katie, baby, papa, you're just a grower, not a shower. Like, ew.
Gross.
Don't want to visualize that. And Tom asked Tom and Ariana, oh, do you guys ever have like lulls? Like, whatever. I don't even know.
Like, yeah, this part was boring, dumb.
I mean, and it's like, oh, we're in a lull. And I'm like, when have you guys not been in a lull? Like, remember season four when you got engaged and you went to Hawaii and it'd been like 3 weeks and you still hadn't consummated your engagement? Like, you guys, your entire relationship has been a lull. I don't know. But I hated when he was like, oh, I always make Katie initiate. Completely made me understand Katie more.
Yeah, I felt for Katie in that moment because I was like, ugh.
Like,
you don't always want to do that. Like, I understand everyone has their role in their relationship or whatever, but I don't know. I
feel she's a woman. That's going to make her subconsciously feel like she's not wanted. He doesn't want her. It's like, it's going to build up and
And you know what? That kind of made sense with the comment of your dick doesn't work. And he's mm-hmm. like, my dick because maybe she tries to go over to him and he's like, not right now.
Yeah.
Or he's like, it's not working. Like, that is horrible.
Yeah.
Then I actually would like it. Those comments that she makes are starting to make more sense because yeah. it's like frustration building up and yeah, resentment.
She's
gotta
feel
and
desperate. She probably feels like not like he's not attracted or he doesn't want it. It's like that has got to make you bitter over yeah. time.
Yes. And a regular relationship is going to go through that no matter what. But hearing that added like another layer to it for me, for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, he talks about how he loves his dick. It's a classic dick. He's like, it's not the biggest. It's, you know, it's I've seen bigger. And I'm like, again, I don't really want to picture you checking out other penises and then rating yours on a scale. But okay, I guess you did. So I'll just try to block it out.
Yeah.
I just can't. He just becomes so soft to me that just like, he just doesn't even seem male to me anymore. So picturing him with like a penis is like a really foreign concept to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Totally. Okay. So then we go to, okay. So then he tells everyone that he's going to, you know, really lay it on thick tonight with Katie. And I was just like, oh, please. I'm not looking forward to this. Then we go back to Sir. And Lisa strolls in and like Adam's, doing nothing at the bar.
She's like wearing a pimpin' hoe costume that she wore like probably in 1998 or something. And it's just another useless
These scenes
scene.
Like bother me because you can tell this is shot at like 10 a.m. The restaurant's closed, but he's at the bar acting like he's like drying a glass or something. And it's yeah. like, come on.
Oh, like when they're doing roll ups or they're like,
it's like you guys are closed. You know, and it's just like no one else is around. It's just weird.
Well, that was like the other podcast we heard. Ryan Bailey that came to our premiere party.
Excuse me.
Went with Lara. He's friends with like one of the producers. And so they were reshooting a scene and they asked him to if he could be like the extra or whatever.
Right.
So you guys remember last week when you saw them, it was like, they were trying to make it seem like Tom, like Lisa was checking in at Tom Tom when everyone was in Mexico. Well, he went and talked about that scene that it was totally, I mean, this was shot in December. It was after our premiere party. So it was shot in December. Well, they stopped filming in August. So it was a reshot to make it look like Tom was packed. It was the same scene when Tom was like, dude, the line was outside Motherlode. Well, he said that was shot like at 3 p.m. No one else was in the restaurant. Lisa didn't address them or speak to them until they were like, okay, and action. And then she'd be like, hi, thank you for coming. How is everything? And then they do like cut, and then she'd stop talking to them. And he said they like reshot it like 5 times and they gave them lines to say.
Yeah.
Like it totally scripted. And it was shot, 5 months later, and there was no one else in the restaurant. But that scene in the episode is made to make you think it's sold out. There's a line outside, but it's just two people they hired. And I use that in quotes because they don't pay them. They say they will pay for their food, but not their drinks.
That sounded really awkward.
Yeah.
I also didn't feel that their experience was too far off from our filming experience. It was pretty much the exact same thing. Like they come, you say your line, they ask you to do it again. You know, like it that's just kind of how it
goes.
But
ours was during filming season and there were other people in the restaurant that were just in the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a fake scene.
Yeah.
So I only bring it up because like some of these, like you said, this was so fake. All these Sir and Lisa scenes, they're just staged.
Yeah.
You know, because she wants to film for 10 minutes or whatever because she's, you know, got many things to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, our filming experience, and we signed the NDAs. Tom and Guillermo came over, chatted us up. We did have to retake it because the cameras weren't rolling because they had given up on Schwartz by that point.
Yeah.
And then they realized, oh, this table is actually getting Schwartz to speak. But we got to capture this. So our scene was Guillermo was mentoring and like kind of training Tom on how to be the front of the house. And so he was going from table to table. And
a scene that I honestly thought like should have made it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was I really did enjoy hearing the process of how all that went.
I just liked hearing about it because it does back up everything we've been saying about like so many of these. And we know they have to reshoot or retake because, oh, they didn't get the angle right or someone, you know, said something wrong. It's not necessarily everything scripted. It's just it was just proof that there are many, you know.
Yeah. And to tell the I think also to tell the story properly, they have to do those weird little scenes like that, you know, like they have to.
But was that really necessary? Because they could have just taken any footage from any TomTom night of like actual customers. I don't know. Maybe it's too loud or something.
Probably.
That could be it. Although we were
filming. Yeah, it just seems like a lot of work for like a 2-second clip.
Yeah. And I mean, remember actually we were there a couple months ago. I don't know if it was like a girls' night or a spicy tequila Tuesday or whatever. And Lisa was there. At the bar and they were filming and it was packed. So it's like, there's not a problem with noise then.
Yeah. I'm sure they voice over everything that's in those loud nights, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, she's like, oh, it's so good you're here. And he's like, well, I need the money. And he talks about Sheena. She's like, this is so confusing. Cause he's like, don't say we're an item and especially not in front of her. But then it's like, he came over, like, he couldn't even wait. He, like, rushed over, and they're, like, they're still hanging out. They're still hanging and banging. Like, I don't know. She probably needs to just move on because I think he likes her, but he's an L.A. boy.
Yeah.
He's Peter Pan. He's never going to give her what she wants. And if he is, it's going to be, like, in 10 years. And she doesn't really want to wait that long.
Nice. He's a douche. I mean, like, I don't even know why we're pretending that he is like anything. And the fact that he was like given like a shot on camera with Lisa, he failed. I was so bored. He opened his mouth and I was just like, ugh, close it back up.
No personality.
No. It's like, Sheena, come on.
Did you hear she's referring to Rob now only as doorman?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's petty.
Yeah. She's like, well, that's when he was when I met him. And I was just like,
Should we say what you were, Sheena, in the beginning?
He blocked her or something. So then, like, he shaded her after the song came out. But it's like, well, you also shaded him in the song.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fair game.
And like, I would, if I was her, I would capitalize on that. Like, I'd be like, me and Rob are feuding. Like, I don't know why she doesn't like talk about it more. Like, it would be like, okay, cool. Like, team Rob, team Sheena. Like, but instead she's like making it dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know. It,
petty or catty.
Yeah.
Do you see all that shit with Brandi Glanville?
Yes. Terrifying.
So I didn't see the picture. She posted like drunk pictures or something and then removed them. I just saw like where she looked really scary. And then
you saw the Daily Mail one. Like Daily Mail. And then she posted like a like rebuttal video.
Oh, when she was crying in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she said she was like drunk. But I'm like, wait, you were driving? And like I was confused. But yeah, I just saw little bits today. I was horrified.
Yeah. That's hard. I don't know.
Yeah. So, anyways, I don't know. That's about it on that useless scene. So they go to dinner. And, okay. This is another one of my, I kind of like this scene because Lala, like, insists on the ocean view and I want the middle. And Stassi just gives her this look like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, and I feel like in Stassi's head, she's like, I know what you're doing. Like, I'm the queen of this. I'm the queen of being like the diva or the tantrum thrower. And yes. She's like, just look eyeballing her like, I see right through you, bitch. And even in her confessional, she's kind of like, yeah, I think it's a little over the top. Like, which it was.
Yeah.
Stassi's completely right, but I think game recognizes game, as you always say.
Yes.
So she knew exactly what Lala was doing. And she's just like, whatever. My favorite scene that I just told Holly, and she's like, oh my God, that was my favorite scene. And I'll post the video. Absolutely loving Jax Taylor lately.
And I just want to say also, like, the group agrees with you. Like, the group erupted about this too. Our Facebook group, which if you guys haven't joined, join our Facebook group. There's so much fun-ish that goes down in there. It's so entertaining and you'll never miss a beat. But yeah, I love when like I know that like something happens and I'm like, I can't wait to talk about this.
Yeah.
And boom, of course, like we all get it. You know, it feels so satisfying.
I missed a lot of the threads because I was at my show went last week. And so you know how the Facebook groups are, how like you miss a lot of the, it jumps up and down.
I hate that. Or I'll find like a thread where someone's like, hey, Holly, what about this? And then I can't find it again, even when I'm tagged.
Even if you go back to your notification, because you already looked at it, it won't
jump down
there.
It goes away. Yeah. I don't get it.
So I found like if I'm in my news feed, I see all the new posts. But if I hit Vanderpump Rules Party, like
it's not new.
Then
yes.
It goes to like old shit and it's so annoying.
I know.
I hate that.
Yeah.
So I didn't see that part. I did weigh in on some of the threads, but I didn't see that one. But yeah, absolutely love it when they sit down and Lala's freaking out. Jax just does a classic eye roll, like really trumps Ariana on that. So good. And then they're holding Lala's hand. And so Jax totally shades Lala and Brittany, because he sees Brittany holding Lala's hand, so he grabs Brittany's hand and she kind of looks at him like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, what? I thought we're not praying? Isn't that what we're doing here?
Oh my gosh.
So good, because it was so shady and so true. And you could tell Brittany knew exactly what he was doing, because she gave him that look like that scold that you kind of like, don't go there.
Yes.
So good. I loved it. I don't know. I may not ever believe that Jax has changed, but he's providing some comic relief, like, you know, old James used to.
Yeah.
They're kind of like flip-flopping every season.
Yeah. Well, I love like a good old dumb Jax, you know, like where like his like true dumb things that he does where it's like, oh, like it's classic Jax.
So what did you think about them like rubbing her face and all that?
One more comment that, you know, since we're so behind this week and everything, I was able to listen to some other podcasts when I was like driving around. I also had to go to like LA a couple of times for auditions for Ronnie and Daisy. Oh my God, you guys, I have so many stories for you about these auditions and stuff. Like it is, I had to do an audition. Like I had to go in with Daisy and and say lines. And let's just say she did not book that job.
She's a baby. How can she? Oh, because of you?
Because of me. Like, I was horrified.
Is like Dance Mom?
I sit here and, like, I make fun of the cast all day. I'm like, acting 101. And that was stupid the way they said that. It's like, when I saw how hard it was to, like, be on camera and it act is. Natural yeah. and not have my face get red. And it was like, ooh, like, I need to take a class or something. Or
no, I did a tape. I thought would be super easy. I was submitting for something, and it was the hardest thing I ever did. I felt stupid. I got all red. I flubbed. I, like, it was awkward.
Like, yeah, it's hard to, like, carry your body naturally. It's, yeah. It's just, it's a lot. And it really does take practice, I think. So I was humbled a bit.
I want to hear the stories, like, if there's, like, Dance Mom stories. You know, at your party, so, like, Ronnie likes the JoJo dolls a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Michaela was saying she was at, like, some kind of, like, mommy me thing in San Diego, and they were talking about JoJo, and she's like, oh, from Dance Moms. And all these moms look at her, and they're like, huh? They're like, JoJo, you're talking about the girl with the bow and the... They're like... Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, she made it from Dance Moms, right? And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. She's like on Nickelodeon. Like, no one even knows.
That's so funny.
She's like, I had no idea she was on Nickelodeon. I'm like, no, she's huge. Even I knew this.
Yeah, the Dance Moms part of her career is tiny. Like, that really did not break
yeah,
her.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that either until about a year ago. When I went to your house and yeah. I was like, well, there's JoJo.
Yeah, you're like, from Dance Moms.
How's she doing? I thought things didn't work out so well for her.
Nope. Speaking of JoJo,
she's like the new Miley or the new Hannah Montana.
Yes. Speaking of JoJo, her latest vlog, like, that's what Ronnie watches the most, is her YouTube videos. She just did a tour of the Dance Mom set and went to go visit Abby. And Chad was like, oh my God, it was like the cringiest video ever because
really?
Abby is there in her wheelchair, you know, and she's like.
In the LA studio?
She's no, back in the.
In Pittsburgh?
Yes. And it is.
I thought she sold that.
You got to see what a dump it is, dude. There's buckets everywhere, like catching drips. Like the place.
It's
like
a new one or the
old? The old one.
Because remember, she sold it or whatever.
It's still there, dude. Exactly the same.
Oh, wow. So she went back there.
I think she's still here, too. But that's where they were filming. And, you know, of course, Abby, like, totally tried to take credit for JoJo. You know, yeah. She's like, I'm just so happy to see when any of my students are successful and moving on to great things. You know, it's like, and even JoJo was like, yeah. Like,
yeah, she was already, like, established when she joined Dance Moms.
Yeah,
I mean, they lived in Nebraska. Like, why are they going to go to Pittsburgh or L.A., like, if she wasn't already pretty established?
Yeah.
She was on for what, like a year and a half? Well, maybe two.
I mean, I didn't think her time on Dance Moms was like that. She wasn't that dynamic of a character to me. I liked watching her, but I didn't think she was ever going to do anything. I'm not going to lie. I mean,
she had, like, you know, personality. And
I would have bet on, like, Asia Monet mm-hmm. more than her. I don't know. Like, or that.
Not Brooke?
Well.
She had so much personality.
Brooke and Paige, yeah.
Brooke and Paige.
I do still follow Brooke and Paige every now and then.
Do you? I mean, Paige was nice, but they were so vanilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh. Now they just have, like, boyfriends. Like, you can watch their, like, Instagram stories of them kissing boys and stuff.
All right, off Dance Moms. Yeah, what is wrong with Abby? What does she have? Cancer?
I'm not positive. I know she did have cancer. I don't know if she still currently has it.
Is she thinner because she had that?
She's gained weight back. She was super thin, but I don't know if, like, now, like, all, like, she's, like, bloating from all of the stuff that's going on, which is totally happens. But
that sucks.
Yeah, she still looks good, you know, like, but I don't know. It's a funny episode because they show all the cameramen and all the behind the scenes of that studio. It's interesting.
What are Maddie and Mackenzie doing now?
Mackenzie just did Dancing with the Stars Junior.
Oh, cool.
Ronnie loved that. Like, she watches those videos. Like, that was on, like, a couple months ago. She's obsessed. Like, so obsessed that she wants a partner to do, like, a dance with. Like, she wants to dance with a boy like Mackenzie did. And Mackenzie was her favorite dancer. And then Maddie is still kind of just doing, like,
she was judging a show,
some
right?
Influencer work and stuff like that. But, I don't know. I think it's hard for her watching everyone kind of like move on, and she's kind of stuck because of her relationship with Abby, and everyone like always asks her about that, and it's just so strained still. And
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Off Dance Moms.
Off Dance Moms.
So, okay. So what did you think of them like rubbing Lala's face and like just, what'd you think of her panic attack or anxiety attack?
Okay. I wasn't sure what I was going to say about this because I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah. Belittle anxiety or panic attacks or anything like that. But at the same time.
Okay. I was going to say something else too. Sorry, really quick. Mm-hmm. Because we were late doing this podcast, I was like listening to other of my favorite podcasts, like Watch What Crappens. And Ronnie had an interesting take about this scene. He said, Lala's such like a dumb actress that she wouldn't take, like she should give up the ocean view because that's what's going to be filmed. And I thought that was so funny. Like, you know, she demanded to sit on the good side. That's not smart. Like, that's not where the camera is going to be. You know, like they're not going to set the camera up facing her.
Yeah.
It's going to be faced the other way. So I thought, good point. Like if I ever have to do something like that, I will definitely not take the view. But no, this whole scene triggered me because it's the exact opposite how I would handle an anxiety attack or something like that.
Right.
It would stress me out to have people touch me. It would stress me out to, first of all, to ask for help. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be like, Sarah, I might whisper to you and be like, Sarah, I'm freaking out. I need to step away for a second or something like that. But I definitely,
I don't want to talk. I just kind of want to.
Yeah. Or something's happening. Like, you know what I told you about, you know, like I might do something like that, but to like enlist everyone's help around her. It was just bizarre. And like, it was almost like she was feeding off of the attention of everyone else looking and not responding. Does that make sense? Like,
yes, I noticed that last week when she was on the van. Everyone, she's like, oh, and they're all gathered around her. But then there's a moment she looks up. I'm like, she's looking up at the camera to see if they're filming her. Or she's looking up to it was like to Sheena to see, like, it's is like everyone looking at me?
Yeah, she's watching like the poll that she's having.
Yeah.
I did also find it strange or funny too that it's like, and I think Chad said this too, Stassi sitting there, who is the biggest baby and like always doing things like this and just like in awe of what Lala just pulled.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, holy shit. Like she's taking over me.
Right. And she's not thrilled about it. She's like, I think you're fine.
Yeah. She's just like rolling her eyes and just like looking at Bo like, ugh. She's I don't like, know.
Really?
It was an interesting moment because I really felt like
I couldn't tell if she was jealous or if she was just recognizing what she was doing because she did it before. Like that, or that's her role.
Or she's like, why didn't I think to do that?
Right.
It was something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I am calling out as this scene because like, hey, if that was me too, I would probably not go to dinner. I mean, even if I was under filming obligation, I would probably say I was sick. You know what I mean? They can't make you do something if you're sick. Like if you're truly having that kind of, wouldn't you want to stay in your room?
Yeah. And I just don't know. I mean, everyone is allowed to deal with whatever they have in their own way. I totally get that. And I saw a lot of people say, oh, like the technique she was using was this or whatever. Mm. But something about it just seemed off.
It's just, for me, I just thought, she's missed some episodes because she was traveling off with Randall. It was a way to guarantee some airtime. It was, like Stassi said, a little too over the top and dramatic. I don't know. I just call bullshit on it. And it's fine. She can bring awareness to anxiety and panic attacks, but don't abuse it, man. And don't like use it as content. I don't know. And also then she goes back to the room and she's got the baby bottle, which she said she doesn't really do. She's like, no, I take my medicine. And she did that for airtime too.
Yeah.
Something like a half shot. Oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
She doesn't really do that.
Yeah.
She's even said it herself.
What about when Kristen was like, someone's like, Kristen, your nipple. And she's like, oh.
Oh, wait. No, that's a bruise.
Carter bit it. Ew.
Yeah. Oh, and then when Lala's like, she's like, I mean, Does it look like I'm in a fog? I'm in a fog. Does it look like I'm in a fog? Like, are you asking us if you're doing a bang up acting job? Because if you were in a fog, you wouldn't be asking, do I look like I'm in a fog? Because I am. Like,
and when she said it, like, I felt like then she like did her I'm in a fog face.
Like she went into like the, yes, the coma.
And she did kind of. And Stassi like would not give it to her. She's like, nope. You, and then she's like, you look tired, but beautiful. Like, ooh, ouch. But you're fine.
Yeah. It's like, it just reminds me of like when I would go to summer camp and we would all do like light as a feather, whatever. And like someone would always fake it and they'd be like, like they pretend they were like being taken over by a demon or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
But everyone's always faking it. It just reminded me of like that kind of maneuver.
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm in a fog? Like, if you were in a fog, you wouldn't be asking this.
And yes.
Kristen is like, now calling herself Mariposa.
Yes, I love it.
So that's kind of it there. They go back to the bar. Jax orders his finest ice waters, which I love because they all get parasites from it.
Totally why they got sick.
Some of them had it for 2 months. Fantastic.
He's all, I'll have some of the finest ice water you have. Smart.
I'm just happy because like he cares. He wants me to be well. It's like, yeah, that's kind of like a given when you're in a relationship or maybe just being human. And so the girls are talking. Tom is grinding on the pole, trying to get attention. Everyone's just kind of ignoring him.
Yes.
And Ariana's actually annoyed. Sheena's discussing how she's mad that Lala didn't want to make out with her.
Oh my God. Okay, this had me like, this was like my second favorite part of the episode.
I was confused.
So Sheena's basically calling out the group for saying that they've all been kissing Lala's ass.
Yeah.
And Kristen's like, you mean since her father died? Like, she's all slurry. And Sheena's like, no, before that.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
Which I was like, woo. Like, shots fired.
I like that she said that, but I can't believe she said it.
I can't believe she said it either.
She never does shit like that.
Uh-uh.
If she does it, she'll do it in a, like, oopsies. Like, when she told Billy Lee, yeah, you're not invited to the thing. And then she's like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Like, she'll do it in a little sneaky way.
I have a feeling that these were like two required things that they made her say. I don't think she would purposely be mean to Billy Lee like that. That's not how Sheena is.
Yeah, I don't think she was being mean to her. I think she was like giving her a heads up.
Yeah. You know? It was still mean.
Yeah.
I mean, she had to do it though. You know, I think that's, she did it as nice as possible.
I mean, I don't know why she would think she would be invited to an engagement party anyways. That's like, that's not like a giant affair and you're not even friends with them. So why would you be all hurt and shocked and surprised?
I mean, but when people like Brad by Brad are getting invited to everything and all these like random people, I guess you would think that you would be invited.
Yeah, but he's up their ass every single day. Like, he's always with them.
Jax and Brittany's?
Brad by Brad's totally friends with Jax. That's who was there when I was talking to the triplets and Brad came up. That's when I first was like, who is this guy? I always see him. And Jax turns. He's like, Brad. So huh. It's not just Ariana and Sheena. Oh, yeah. Isn't he in Coachella now with Sheena or something? Like, I don't know. He's literally up every single cast member's ass.
All right.
But I don't know. I mean, we've just never seen Brittany and Jax and Billy Lee like talk or hang out or anything.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Sheena says that. So, okay, I'm confused. Like she was comforting her and like listening to her. And then she said she doesn't reciprocate. Well, did that mean like she's not listening to me about my problems or is she mad that she didn't want to kiss her?
She's mad that she didn't want to kiss her.
So she's like, I sat here and listened to all your problems and you won't even kiss me? Like, that's a weird argument.
Really weird.
It's like, it doesn't, like, line up.
And it's actually, like, really funny. Like, that Lala didn't want to kiss her.
Well, because they were all kissing each other. So you would feel like,
you would have your feelings hurt. What's wrong with me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. And it's just funny that, like, she verbalized it.
Because, like, Stassi said on Oh, when she found out, what's her face? Taylor Strecker or whatever was turned lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
She said she was all pissed off because she never hit on her or never. She's like, what's wrong with me? You don't find me attractive? Like,
oh, that's funny.
But that's probably how Sheena's feeling. I mean, yeah. Poor girl. Her and, she did beat Kristen. Did you watch What Happens Live?
Mm-mm.
They did. It was Jax and Brittany, but they did a ton of polls. But one of them was, which VPR chick would you most want to have a like lesbian makeout with?
Uh-huh.
Ariana got it like by 80%.
Okay.
And then it was Lala, Stassi, and Brittany neck and neck, all around 11 or 12%.
Okay.
And then Katie was like 3 and Sheena was like 2 and Kristen hard 0 the entire time. She never even got 1%.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be embarrassing.
Wow.
But Sheena was the second lowest.
Wow.
And then Katie. And then the other 3 kind of tied and it was just a massive landslide.
I don't know. Kristen might be my vote.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Because she's the most manly.
Sorry, Kristen. I should have voted for you.
You find her the most attractive or because she's like got like a lower man voice and is tall like a dude?
I feel like she would work the hardest.
Yes.
You know, like she like would.
Definitely.
Yeah. And like, yeah, she would like take care of me.
Well, yeah, because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Ew. I don't want to picture that either.
Oh my gosh.
So that was that. Okay. Are we ready for the scene?
Yes.
So Katie walks into the room, but I feel like this is one of those scenes where they did like 5 takes because if you go back and look, when she's opening the door, she's like already smiling.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, oh, you already came in and saw. She was smiling too soon. Anyways,
I don't have much on this. I did feel bad for the violinist. Like I felt bad for her having to do that, and then also for Katie having to like lay there and act interested.
Right.
Because like even if you order something like that, like it's
awkward.
It's awkward because you obviously want to be respectful and like listen to it, but it's like, how do you show, you know, that you're grateful to the person who got it for you and you want to show that like you really are enjoying it. So what are you supposed to do? Like close your eyes and like move your head. Like it's just a very awkward. You're both looking at each other. It's just weird.
It reminded me last week when I was at that Tex-Mex place and I'm with like 2 bosses and the mariachis come up and they're and they literally said, would you like a song for the lady? And I'm like, I'm with my bosses. It'd be like going out to dinner with your boss or lunch, or whatever. And they come up with the fucking rose.
Yeah.
And like we have a rose for the lady. And it's like, it's so awkward. It's like, and I hate, it's like, no, I don't want you to play. Even if I was on a date, like it's just awkward. You're just looking at them smiling awkwardly and let alone in your hotel room.
Yeah.
Okay, so the snackage, snackgate. Okay, obviously, need we even discuss the Doritos and Sour Skittles? Like, I don't know how that's like a aphrodisiac, but whatever, to each his own. Did he really just have to like dump it like a freaking like dump truck exploded, like a candy truck exploded on the freeway or something? Like, what, you couldn't even like put the Dorito bags in the shape of a heart or something? Something.
This is like, Sarah, you need to post like how you do your Halloween candy. Did this stress you out?
Yeah. I mean, like, take the Skittles out and make a little design or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I agree. It was sloppy. It was very Schwartz.
Yeah. I mean, just, you can't do both. Like, if you're going to do sloppy, then it needs to be something refined, like sloppy diamonds or, I don't know. But, or flowers or something.
I would have like, or like cash.
Yeah.
Cash would have been good. You know, like, here's all that new TomTom money. Are you ready?
Right.
That would have been
exciting. Let's roll around in it and have sex in it or something.
And then that would have tied into, oh my God, my check bounced. And now we just rolled around in that cash and we need to pay Lisa.
And then they give Lisa
the soiled cash. And she's like, where has this been?
It smells funny.
And then they do a flashback to when he put the steak in his butt.
Ugh,
and then you see the money in his butt. Full circle. God, they need... They should be calling us. Seriously.
So much better of a plan.
Yes.
So that was awkward. And he's like, Bubba, I got all your favorite things. And then, of course, classic Katie's like, well, mostly.
Ugh.
Or how is it her favorite things? Doritos and beef jerky. Like, that's what you want to do and then have sex? Like, that's... Mostly.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie. And then the meowing just really grossed me out.
Oh, my God. That was so awkward.
And she said that they do that a lot.
Ew.
On the after show clip. She's like, well, that's just kind of a thing we do. He's always like, meow, meow. And I'm like, okay, this is just going too far. I can't.
Yuck.
Anyways. And then, like, they finally, like, get together and they kiss. And it's like, they kiss like a grandma kissing like her grandchild. I don't know. It's just not romantical.
Yeah, but I did feel like the music was really killing Kate.
Killed the mood.
Want to make a baby?
I'm going to inject you with love, with Bubba juice.
Ew, dude.
And then he says the next day, he's like, oh.
Bubba, get me a towel.
Ew. And he's like, I feel like I'm wearing like Dorito cologne. I'm like, because you are. Because you're disgusting and you haven't showered.
Gross, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so then.
I love this scene where it's not really a scene, but like Kristen's walking out to her patio to get in the hammock. But did you notice her face? It was like all pouty and cryy.
No.
Oh, it's good. I'm going to pull it up. So it's like, what is she crying about? But then she laid down in the hammock and was texting Ariana. But I'm like, why is she? Okay, here you go. So then scroll.
Okay.
I'll post these in the Facebook group. I'm like, what's she pouting about?
Oh, goodness. You're right.
They probably cut that footage too.
Yeah.
She probably said something great and then they're like, oh, we'll cut that out, but let's just have her in the hammock saying how tired she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more compelling.
Yes.
It's must-see TV. Okay. Brittany is talking about the party list and she goes down.
Oh, this was torture.
The guest list. Though I did not hear Brad's name on that list. I went back and listened again.
Oh, I thought I did.
Did you? Okay. Well.
Maybe.
We did hear Jesse and Jeremy. So I would imagine Brad is probably... I'm sure he was there. I think I remember seeing pictures.
Yeah.
Who's Jolly? Has anyone looked her up?
Jolly?
Yeah. One of the names was Jolly. She's like Melissa, Tiffany, Austin, Jolly, Kristen.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Like maybe it's her aunt or something. All right. Yeah, we got to start organizing this Kentucky trip. Like Wednesday night's booked. I got to book Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We got to get in the group, everyone. See if anyone's going to go or meet us there. We got to like. Nail this down.
Yeah, I think we've got to get our plan together and then let everyone know.
Yeah.
I've got to get my ish together too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then even Erica made the cut. Sheena's mom.
Well, that makes sense. She's like she's friends with Jax and
she's like a second mom to him.
Yeah. And he like sends her flowers and shit on Mother's Day and all that kind of thing. Or
eye roll.
Her birthday or whatever. The B squad rolls into Vanderpump Dogs, Raquel, James, and Billy Lee to prep for the puppy party. Billy is talking how she's excited to host super cutting edge news. Sir's first white party.
Oh my God.
Like, is that still a thing? I thought that was like the 90s. Like, what's his name? P. Diddy and like Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg would go to white parties.
It was like the 2000s for 2000s. Sure. Yes.
I mean, I know Kyle still likes to do one in Beverly Hills, but actually, I don't know if she's done it the last couple of years. I think she may have even moved on.
I mean, I love a white party, but...
Why don't they do, like, do a green party? I don't know. Do, like, can you do another color?
Yeah. Do a Sir Purple.
Right. purple party, purple puppy party.
Yes, there you go.
And she wants James, blah, blah, blah. She's talking about Lala. She's like the ultimate mean girl. I mean, Billy Lee really has it out for Lala. I did think Lala was a mean girl in that scene. I don't know. She's really gunning for her, though.
Who, Lala or Billy?
Billy Lee's gunning for Lala. But I guess I would be, too, if Lala was like, you're not only boring to talk to, you're boring to look at. Like, I'd be gunning for her, too.
Yeah. I found myself just completely team Billy on this.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, if I'm missing part of the story or what, but I'm like completely on her side. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess I see what she's talking about with Lala. And unless we've missed something, if all she did was that tweet, you know, where she said that stuff about the girls, you know, not including her or whatever, if that's what they're mad about, I don't know. Or if something else happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see why Lala's so like upset with Billy Lee.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, if I'm guessing what's going on, I feel like she's doing that to impress the Witches of WeHo.
Yeah.
And that they love that she's like going crazy on Billy because it's entertainment for them and it's helping, like someone else is fighting their fight.
Right.
So that's where I am with that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about the hostesses at Sir, fine dining establishment that it is, why don't we talk about something that actually is fine dining or good dining? HelloFresh. So we want to talk about our sponsor this week, HelloFresh. If you guys aren't familiar with it, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Almost all of the recipes are 30 minutes or less. They have extra features where you can do like 20-minute meals or one-pot wonder meals. They have different plans you can choose from, whether it be like a classic or a veggie or family. I did the two-person and I did the veggie. And Holly did the classic or family, right, for four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did. It really did. It took 30 minutes or less. Everything comes exactly measured, so you only, you know, use what you need. You don't have to waste things. I always do that. I buy all these vegetables and herbs, and then you don't use them all, and they go bad, and I always feel wasteful, and I hate that. Or, you know, it requires all these different pots and pans and cutting boards and utensils, and then you have a lot to clean up. So this is very simple and easy. They're simple recipes. Everything's delivered to your door every week. You can put it on hold whenever you need to. I made, so I got several different things. The one I really liked or was most excited about was the asparagus risotto. And that's only because I don't know how to make risotto. And I love cooking, but that is one thing I do not know how to make. And so I got to make it. I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. And I love asparagus. It's my absolute favorite vegetable. So that was perfect for me. And a lot of times, like, I don't get risotto in restaurants because they're very seafood based a lot of the time. So this was, I was super excited because not only did I get to make risotto, it was a vegetarian one, but still like cheesy vegetarian. So that was my favorite. What was your favorite meal?
I am like digging on HelloFresh because I'm trying to save money and eat at home more. I'm also trying to do something with my family called like a family dinner. Which is normally like Chipotle.
And it helps teach you how to cook.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I still have a hard time even following the recipe. I mean, I do it, which like every, like it makes me look like a hero to my family because they're like, you did something. But I do have to allow for a little more time for myself because I know that I have to like take extra time to like read the directions over and over. Otherwise, I will still mess it up. But like this week we had pineapple burgers. It was so good. I, you know, did hamburgers like that had awesome buns included. And then pineapple sweet potato fries. It was amazing. Like, yeah. Everyone liked it. It was so good. And it's not something I would normally make. And it was like summery and fun. And, you know, we're on spring break. So it like just went with the whole theme. And I love knowing that I have something in the fridge ready to go. I don't have to,
yeah,
like you said, like get out all my spices, get out all my pans and everything. And it's just nice. You just know what you're going to do and it's done.
Yeah.
And I love that the time is on there, that it says how long it's going to take, because then I can really plan like what I need to do.
Yeah. Or you can choose like, oh, this one's a little faster or seems simpler. Depends on your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like it. And it comes to your door. It's all refrigerated and it's all, each meal is in its own bag with everything that you need. So it's very easy to follow. So you guys can get $60 off your first three boxes. So that's $20 off each box. For a total of $60 off when you visit HelloFresh.com/Pumpers60 and enter code Pumpers60. So HelloFresh, HelloFresh.com/Pumpers, PUMPERS60, and enter code Pumpers60 for $60 off. It's really like receiving like six free meals. So check it out.
Cool.
All right, so then we go to Lala working in a bra and Lisa scolding her. I was finally happy about this because it's like, it really did look, she's not working in a nightclub. I mean, I guess it is kind of a nightclub, but.
Okay, this was very confusing to me.
Yeah.
Because how is she suddenly now commenting on the way that people dress when she has them dressed in handkerchiefs?
Yeah. But. Those are all, everyone's wearing the same thing. And it's a, yeah, you're right about the scantily clad. There's no difference.
And then
she just looked very unprofessional.
And then what about Girls Night In when Lala was in a thong?
Right.
And like the, like, just like the skimpiest like lingerie possible.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That also was okay.
Like, I don't understand why the hostesses aren't wearing like a uniform too, or maybe their own special kind of hostessy uniform.
I mean, when my first thought when I saw her was like, holy shit, she looks good.
Yeah.
That was my first thing. Then when Lisa commented on like, you need to cover up, I was like, I don't know. I was just like, it was just weird to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, should
she? It's hypocritical. Yeah.
Should she be standing there like that? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it was just maybe because it was, it didn't look refined or expensive or anything. It just looked like cheap. Something you'd get at Forever 21. So it just didn't come across as professional.
It almost looked like, it looked to me like workout wear, like a sports bra and like some little pants. It was too casual. Yeah. Like, which that's cool, you know,
like,
but
Lisa's always wearing the bra with the see-through chiffon, like chiffon blouse.
Yeah.
If it had been something like that, it's like, well, you can still see everything, but like Lisa wears that. So it just, that would have looked a little more polished.
Right.
So she's not happy about it. And then she basically puts on this t-shirt that she makes a crop top. So really all that she covered up were like her shoulders.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
And then she's like, oh, much better.
She's like, is this better?
Like, how?
Yeah.
So Raquel comes in, talks to Jax and Brittany, and like Jax eye rolls at the puppy party. Raquel's shocked. She just is shocked that Brittany isn't going to come. She can't believe it. Jax is just like, nope, we're all in good moods here. And you know why? Because we're not hanging around James. So, okay, valid point. I don't know why they think they would come anyways. It's another like, I mean, why do you think James had Raquel go do the dirty work? Because people might say yes.
I think so. This whole thing pissed me off. If I had more time this week, I was going to go back and make a list of every asinine event that they've done on this show. You know, like Christina, what was Christina's barbecue we just went to?
Yeah. What was the point of that?
What was the point of that? What was the point? There's like a ton of things that there's absolutely. Okay. Everybody who's criticizing Raquel's freaking puppy shower. What about when the Witches of WeHo called a crafting day to bejewel their freaking scooters? What was that called? A bejeweling the scooters party? Is that cool?
Right?
Like there's like a bunch of dumb things they do where it's like really, you guys are just jealous of like her concept or something.
I mean, it actually seems right up their alley because all of them are so obsessed with their dogs.
I think what where Raquel really went wrong was calling it a shower. I think if she would have said a puppy party, that just like keeps it lighter. And the like, shower did throw everyone off.
And you can't really throw it. Well, you know, you're not supposed to throw your own shower. So it's your dog. So you're basically saying, come bring my dog presents.
Right. Yeah. It was, she really just, that's where she went wrong.
Puppy party. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think everyone agreed like that was a good idea. But then when she did the shower part, it was just so easy to say no. Because it just, everyone was like, no.
Yeah. And she should have done it like not at their apartment. She should have maybe gotten a venue.
Or she should have said, we're all meeting at that dumb dog park right behind Tom Tom.
Yeah. When you guys are going to be there anyways. Just come across the alley. It's right there.
Yeah. We're going to do, you know, a 1 hour open house sort of thing. Come by, say hi to Graham, meet our new family, you know?
Yeah. They could have some food there, some beverages, whatever they could. I'm sure they could get a permit because you could go to any park and set up your own little tent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could have a little tent with food. And a couple of those games that they were going to play, like that, they would have had a better shot at a turnout.
Yes.
Especially because it's right behind Sir and Tom Tom.
Yes.
So again, James Raquel, if you need better tips on how to be successful on your show, hit us up.
Yes.
So Billy Lee and Lisa get into it. Now, what'd you think about that?
Okay. Hold on, let me find my notes. I don't know. I could tell that Lisa had it out for Billy the second that they walked up to each other, where she's like, looks like you just ate the canary. You're smiling like, you know, you just ate the canary. And like they were just both on high alert around each other. Like you could tell like they just knew something was going down.
I mean, I like that Billy Lee stands up to her and also made, you know, the comparison points between like Lala and James. But it is, we all know Lisa doesn't like anyone standing up to her. And it is your boss, so.
Yeah, I just pointed out where Raquel went wrong with calling it a shower. Billy went wrong when she stomped away from Lisa.
Yeah.
And
she's a hostess. If she just, she's even the manager.
Yeah, if she just would have remained like respectful, I think that she would have won this whole argument. But when she lost track of that and did drop the F-bomb and did stomp away and was disrespectful, and then even when she was like, what do you want me to do, smile and agree with you, it was just like,
that doesn't fly with Lisa. If she had taken the hurt broken bird, like, it's just, I'm confused. I don't understand.
Because, yes.
Like, James is very supportive of me.
But how do people not know this?
Lala attacked me and it makes me really uncomfortable to have to work with her since they're both hostesses. And it's really upsetting.
Yes.
And like Lisa would have been like, oh, darling, you're hurt. You know? Yeah. It's like common sense. Do they not know Lisa at all? And she would have gotten what she wanted because Lisa would have like tried to fix it.
I don't know why,
but it's not difficult, people.
Ron and Diane, my parents, are getting new, like they're trying to get new floors put in their house. And Diane's been like going back and forth with like what color to put on. Like she's like brought like some samples home. And each one, like, I just haven't really liked. I don't know.
Wood?
Like wood. She has like wood and then like the fake stuff that looks like wood.
Yeah.
I guess linoleum, but it's like, it's different now. It's called something else.
No, I know. Everyone has it.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's like indestructible. It seems that's what I would pick personally. Yeah,
Michaela has that.
And anyway, she put one down and it was like perfect. And I said to her, I was like, yes, queen, that's the one. And she's like, what did you just say to me? I was like, I don't even know where that came from. Like, is that like a Vanderpump Rules thing? Like, yes, queen.
She's like, huh?
I'm like, that's the one right there. That's it. Yes, queen. Okay, I don't know where I was going with that, but
how to talk to Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she wants to.
That's how you talk to Lisa.
Yes, that's how you talk to Lisa. Yes, queen. Okay, and what did you think about when Jax was like trying to like belittle T Sandy and he's like, "Why are you here, man? Why are you still here? Like, why do you work here?"
Yeah. Dude, because, like, I need a paycheck because, like, I don't make any money at TomTom.
Like, I'll miss it over here. Like, I like serving drinks.
Like, I thought it was weird that he said, I don't feel comfortable over there. Like,
behind the bar yet.
It's like, okay. Didn't you make the cocktails? Isn't it your bar?
Yeah, but.
It's awkward. Like, you're saying you're not attached to it. Gee, I wonder why. Because you had no part of planning it.
And because you weren't there for its opening or anything. Right.
And granted, most of that wasn't your fault. But. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Billy stomps away, whatever. Lisa goes right up to her. I mean, if Lisa chased me down the way she chased down Billy Lee, I would have shat in my pants. Like, she, like, went after her and was like, listen, if you are going to hold that menu in your hand, that stained, disgusting menu, you better show some respect.
Because we only have three of them.
Yes. So when you hold it, you treat it like gold.
Good as gold.
Yes.
So, this is when we get into, well, Brittany is like, so Sheena tells Billy Lee about the thing, whatever. She confronts Brittany. Brittany blames Jax, saying that he's paying $75 a plate, and Jax said no, so I'll just have to back up my fiance. And I just don't think you're that trustworthy.
Okay, yes, let's get into Brittany, please. What did you think about this?
Okay, well, as I said, they're not friends, so I don't know. I there should be no expectation there, especially when it's $75 a plate. And then the other thing is,
you
like,
you really believe that?
Okay, well, all of her bridesmaids all hate Billy Lee too, so I don't know. They just, but they don't like hang out. Like, it'd be like if I was having an engagement party and I invited your friend Jeannie. Or she was mad that I didn't invite her. And I'd be like, but I don't hang out with you. I don't really know you. You are around and you are friends with some of the same people I'm friends with. But yeah, like, we don't really engage. We don't hang out. And then if she was mad that I didn't invite her, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I guess I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at it as like their show. Like, if she cuts her out of this, like, literally, there's no reason that they aren't friends. Except for James. Like, it really isn't fair that she's being X'd out because of James. Yes, they've had like a couple of like awkward run-ins, mm-hmm. but it just seems like shitty that they're just like icing her out because.
Yeah. Oh, for
sure. Because of the Witches of WeHo.
Yeah, for sure. For that. I just like, is she inviting everyone else? Like every employee from Sir?
I think so.
Okay. Well then, yeah.
I don't know. I just like, more like, than
did she invite Christina Kelly? Because she was still working there then.
Good question. I guess we'll get to see.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I am more on Billy Lee's side just in general, but I don't know.
I just thought that when Brittany was like explaining it, like, she just sounded so full of shit.
Yeah, I didn't like when she was like, I just don't think you're very trustworthy. I'm like, that why? Is
so rude.
Like, that was.
That is like completely attacking her character.
Right.
Like, that is I can't think of a meaner thing you could say to someone.
She should have like, just stuck with, well, all my bridesmaids and I just don't want any arguing. She could have just stuck with that. But like to say she didn't think she was trustworthy, I was like, or stuck with the, it's $75 a plate and Jax has a strict budget, so we really are having to edit it down. I don't know. But yeah, when she said she didn't think she was a trustworthy person, I was
you're freaking marrying Jax Taylor, Brittany. So trustworthy is a criteria that is important to you. Like, why are you marrying Jax? Like, it's just like, it's a very strange thing to call out. Like,
yeah.
Every single person you could question if they're trustworthy that's invited.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was cruel.
Yeah.
She just took it to a level of like, whoa. And it was the first time I've known that Savage Brittany is in there. Like, we know it. We feel it. We know it. There's no way she got where she is without being savage.
So sick of Andy just did that on the show too. He's like, you're the sweetest, you're just most so love, sweet. Most love cast member ever. You're just, well, I try. It's just like.
Yeah.
No, of course she is. We've seen it. We've seen the glimpses. We've seen the the comments that she makes.
I don't know. And I almost like got a vibe from Billy that she like wanted to say that. Like she wanted to spout back, but she got her feelings hurt. So she ended up just like, you know, like recoiling and going away to go regroup.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, it's hard to take Brittany seriously when she's calling people like that untrustworthy. And it's like, you're marrying Jax.
Yeah.
And then this, now I'm at my third favorite scene of the episode. Brittany is all uncomfortable after she's like, well, you know what? Brittany, I hope you have a great engagement. I love you. This is, you know, and she's like, oh, well, I just feel so bad now. I feel so bad. And she's like, to Max, she's like, are you still on this? And he's like, yes, I'm the only motherfucker working here. Like, Max is the only one that works there. Like, Chad, we paused at this part because I was making notes in my phone. And Chad said, imagine being Max, okay? There's all these fools that your mom hires, okay? She hires Jax. She hires Stassi to be on this little show. These MFers have blown up, are now making $500,000 a series, buying million-dollar homes, and then you're Max busting your butt, working there 5 days a week, very hard, walking to your condo that your mom bought you.
In your Jeep.
You're not known like they are. You're not famous. And
remember the Jeep with the missing backseat?
Yes. Like, he has to be like, you people are something else.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks. But I loved that scene. Max was just like, ugh.
I wish we could have like bubble ups of his thoughts of like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he always seems like he's thinking something sarcastic and dry and like, God. These people.
He definitely sees it all. Like, I can tell that, like, he has thoughts, like, about what's going on. I just wish, yeah, I would totally love to hear him.
Thoughts as in ideas or thoughts as in, like, he dated Faith?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a thought, Tiana.
What was it? Erica Costello. So she's a singer?
Erica Costello.
She has that song, like, thoughts, not feelings, but THOTS.
Yeah, she is trying her hand at singing right now.
Okay. What was she famous for on YouTube then? What was she doing? Just
dating Jake Paul. I'm serious.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's kind of it. Raquel then asks Stassi, and Stassi's like, no. Are you serious? Like, first of all, showers come before, and no, which again, it is kind of weird because it does seem up their alley to like get all their dogs together and play doggy games.
This pissed me off because it's like, really, Stassi, you're too good for this with all the dumb things that you throw.
The 50 IG posts a day of your dogs.
Or just like her dumb little things that she has all the time, like that she expects everyone to get on board with.
Yeah, someone said like her murder party was any better of a theme than.
Yeah. She was just mean.
Yeah.
And poor Raquel's like face. It was just really hard to watch. And
she's like, you are like one of those women that would like marry Charles Manson. And Raquel's like, who's that? She did look it up, and she did comment on the after show how she did not think it was fair or accurate to compare James to Charles Manson because, like, saying someone looks fat in some shorts is not the same thing as being a serial killer. She said that in her little interview thing, but she actually said it more like, saying someone's shorts are unflattering is not the same thing as being a serial killer.
Like, is he a serial killer?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I have one more comment. When the group is at Tom Tom and Schwartz brings out some shots and they're the What's Up Doc shots, I am just curious, has anyone in our group ever taken a disgusting carrot juice shot. Like, who wants to go to a bar and they're like, you know what? Today, I'm going to keep it healthy and have a carrot juice shot.
Yeah. And it was like turmeric too. So yuck. Like carrot. So your whole mouth's going to turn orange because like.
It sounds like a freaking cleanse.
Yeah. But then put alcohol in it. So it's like.
Like it just cancels out. Like at least make it taste good. It cannot taste good. What's up, Doc?
Or he's doing like the alcoholic kombucha. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. No. Hard pass. But I am interested if anyone's tried it and it's good. So,
well yeah, we got to go back there.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I have on this episode.
Have you had the buffalo cauliflower from CPK?
No.
I mean, it's a good stand-in.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, honestly, one of the reasons that I enjoy the buffalo cauliflower at Tom Tom is it's one of the only good choices.
Right.
So that's why it's like front and center. Would I ever go to, where did you just say that was? CPK?
Mm-hmm.
I would never choose that when there's a plethora of other like things that are like amazing. And, yeah. Like the salads and the what do I like there? The chicken, what's the pounded chicken?
Milanese.
Yes. That you like burst in my bubble. You're like, that's actually like really not healthy. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I thought I was being so healthy.
I love that though. It's crispy and I love so when it's good. Pounded. And
thin. Yes.
Huh. All right. Well, then that's about it. Besides James listening to Top Man by himself in the car and Raquel saying everyone said no.
And he's like, did you sell it? There's going to be balloons, games, food.
Right. When he's like, balloons, did you tell them about? I'm like, really? And then he's like, I spent a lot of money on these flyers.
Like, he's like, what is Jax doing playing in his man cave? It's bullshit. They're all uninvited.
Like, how did you spend a lot of money on the flyers? Like, you don't have a printer like with color ink, or you went to Staples and it's like $10 worth, like a lot of money. But I love that. But there's going to be balloons. He didn't even say, like, did you tell him there's going to be a keg or wine tasting? He's like, balloons and like, party games.
It's
okay. You had more shit going on at the five-year-old party. You had an arcade. They did have a bar if you wanted that. Like, all-you-can-eat pizza. Like, come on.
No, yeah.
That's a party. I don't know about, like, and you had a balloon artist, too. But that's not what made the party.
Yeah.
So, sorry, James. Again, if you need ideas on how to sell your concept, just saying. All right. Anything else?
That's it. Okay. We're going to watch the episode now, and we'll be back with tonight's episode.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.